Judges chapter 20. When all the Israelites rallied from Dan to Beersheba, along with Gilead, the congregation assembled as a single unit before the Lord at Mizpah. The leaders of all the people from all the tribes of Israel presented themselves in the assembly of God's people, 400,000 foot soldiers who drew swords. Now the Benjaminites heard that the Israelites had gone up to Mizpah. The Israelites asked, "Tell us, how did this atrocity ever happen?" The Levite, the husband of the woman who was murdered, answered, "My concubine and I came to Gibeah that belongs to Benjamin to find lodging. Then the men of Gibeah came after me and surrounded the house at night, planning to kill me. They raped my concubine, and she is dead. So I took my concubine and cut her in pieces and sent her throughout the whole territory of Israel, because they committed such an unconscionable and barbarous act in Israel. Now, all you Israelites, give your advice and counsel here." All the people arose as one, saying, "None of us will go to his tent, nor will any of us return home. But now this is what we will do to Gibeah. We will attack the town by lot. We will take 10 men out of 100 from all the tribes of Israel, and 100 from 1,000, and 1,000 from 10,000, to bring provision to the troops. Then, when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, they will repay them for this atrocity that they have done in Israel." So all the men of Israel gathered against the town, united as one person. The tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the tribe of Benjamin, asking, "What terrible crime is this that has happened among you? Now hand over those hoodlums from Gibeah, so that we may put them to death, and so purge evil from Israel." But the people of Benjamin would not listen to the voice of their fellow Israelites. The children of Benjamin gathered together from their towns to Gibeah to fight against the Israelites. The Benjaminites numbered on that day from the towns 26,000 soldiers who drew the sword, besides the inhabitants of Gibeah who joined, adding 700 special forces there. Among all these troops, there were 700 select left-handed men who could sling stones and hit a hare and not miss. 400,000 soldiers of Israel who drew the sword mustered, besides the Benjaminites. All these were warriors. The Israelites went up to Bethel and inquired of the Lord. They asked, "Who should go up first for us to fight against the Benjaminites?" The Lord answered, "Judah shall go up first." So the Israelites got up in the morning and camped against Gibeah. The men of Israel went out to fight against Benjamin, and the soldiers of Israel took their fighting positions against Gibeah. The Benjaminites came out of Gibeah and struck down 22,000 Israelites that day. The Israelite troops took courage and again took up battle positions in place where they set themselves up as on the first day. The Israelites went up and wept before the Lord until evening. They asked the Lord, "Shall we again draw near to attack the Benjaminites, our relatives?" Then the Lord answered, "Go up against them." The Israelites drew near to fight against the Benjaminites the second day. Benjamin came out of Gibeah against them the second day and struck down from the Israelites another 18,000 men, all of whom drew the sword. Then all the Israelites and all the people went up and came to Bethel and wept and sat there before the Lord. They fasted that day until evening, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. The Israelites asked the Lord, for the Ark of the Covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, "Should we go up to battle against the Benjaminites, our relatives, or should we stop?" The Lord answered, "Go up, for tomorrow I will hand them over to you." Israel set an ambush against Gibeah. The Israelites went up to attack the Benjaminites on the third day. They took their battle positions against Gibeah as before. The Benjaminites went out against the people and were drawn away from the town, and they began to strike down the people as before. 30 men of Israel died in the field, and on the roads, one of which goes up to Bethel and the other to Gibeah. The Benjaminites assumed they are defeated before us just as before. But the Israelites said, "Let us flee and draw them away from the town into the roadways." So all the men of Israel rose up from their places and took up their battle positions at Baal Tamar. The Israelites laying in ambush broke out of their place, even from their positions west of Gibeah. Then 10,000 chosen men from all Israel attacked Gibeah, and the battle was fierce, but the Benjaminites did not realize how close they were to disaster. The Lord defeated Benjamin before Israel. The Israelites destroyed 25,100 Benjaminites that day, all of whom drew the sword. The Benjaminites saw that they were defeated, for the men of Israel retreated before Benjamin, because they were trusting in those who were hiding in ambush, whom they had set against Gibeah. Those in ambush quickly rushed into Gibeah. They moved in and struck all who were in the town with the edge of the sword. Now the appointed sign between the men of Israel and those in the ambush was that they would make a great cloud of smoke rise from the town. The men of Israel turned in the battle, and the men of Benjamin began to smoke and kill 30 of the men of Israel, for they thought, "Surely they are defeated before us, just as in the first battle." But when the cloud began to rise out of the town in a pillar of smoke, the Benjaminites looked behind them. The whole town was going up in smoke to the sky. The men of Israel turned around, and the men of Benjamin were terrified, for they saw that disaster had overtaken them. Therefore they turned and fled before the men of Israel in the direction of the wilderness. But the battle pressed hard after them as the Israelite troops came out of the towns, cutting them down as they were caught in between. They surrounded the Benjaminites, chased them down relentlessly, and overtook them east of Gibeah. 18,000 men of Benjamin fell. All were valiant warriors. The rest turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon. The Israelites struck down 5,000 more on the roads, and pressing hard on their heels to Gidom, where they killed another 2,000 Benjaminites. So on that day, a total of 25,000 valiant warriors from the tribe of Benjamin, each of whom drew the sword, died. But 600 men turned and fled toward the desert to the rock of Rimmon, and stayed at the rock of Rimmon 4 months. The men of Israel went back again to the Benjaminite towns and struck them down with the edge of the sword, the town, the animals, and everything they found there. They also burned down all the towns they came to.